It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 145. Little entertainment-y news, tidbits from the week, highlights from the show. And on occasion, we're joined by special guests. Last week, City in Colors' Dallas Green joined us, played us a couple of songs on his guitar. This week, we talk with Big Wreck frontman Ian Thornley. We'll talk a little bit about the breakup, why they're back together, and about a brand new album of theirs coming out next month called Albatross. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 145. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, last week we learned that the reported cause of Demi Moore's seizures and subsequent hospitalization was whippets. Well, now it comes out that she's addicted to Red Bull. Which you may say, well, just because you like something doesn't mean it's an addiction. Well, the people at Red Bull claim Demi even had a regularly scheduled delivery so she never went without. That's hardcore. And sounds like NBC could have a spin-off of The Office planned for next year. The new series will be centered around Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson's character, all about the Schrute family, their bed and breakfast, and beet farm. It could even be introduced later this year during an episode of The Office. And Snoop Dogg said in a recent interview that Kim Kardashian is a hoe and that Chris Humphries should have never married her. Now, while I can't necessarily disagree with that statement, I think we can all agree that if Snoop Dogg thinks your life is on track, it's probably time to reevaluate. And a strip club in South Africa has unleashed a new line of aftershave products that smell like the excuses a man might give his wife if he spent the night at a strip club. One of the scents in the line is called My Car Broke Down, which smells like fuel, burnt rubber, grease, and steel. I decided to give it a try after a night at the dollhouse. I got home, my wife took one whiff of me and asked if I was having an affair with a robot.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Kim Kardashian called police to her home in Beverly Hills when a stranger showed up at her gate carrying luggage. Yeah, like it wasn't creepy enough for someone you don't know to just randomly show up at your house for a visit. But when they actually bring luggage expecting you're going to invite them in to stay with you, that's downright eerie. And producers of the TV show Fear Factor have decided against airing an episode containing a stunt in which contestants were made to drink stuff, but for the sake of avoiding confusion, I'll just say it, donkey semen. And contestants did in fact follow through with the stunt, but now that the show won't be airing, I guess it was all just for their own recreation. Now, while I maintain that the stunt is pretty tasteless, the contestants claim it was bitter with hints of hay. And wow, this could be the coolest high school project ever. Two Toronto teens launched a Lego man into space. They built him a little rocket equipped with a camera and a GPS, and their little Lego man entered the upper atmosphere at nearly twice the cruising altitude of a commercial jet. The kids who built this are 17 years old. Pretty commendable.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Matthew Broderick won't be the only actor reprising an old role for a Super Bowl commercial. Jerry Seinfeld appears in one of the upcoming commercials for this year's Super Bowl for the all-new Acura NSX. He appears alongside the Soup Nazi and a handful of other classic Seinfeldian characters. Well, not Mr. Pitt, for obvious reasons. And I told you earlier that Madonna will be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Well, Elton John took that as an opportunity to keep his feud with old Madge alive, saying that he hopes she lip syncs well. Oh, snap. And hey, Pizza Hut estimates they'll sell 2 million pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday. And I read somewhere, too, people in North America alone will eat 450 million chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. That's 225 million chickens worth. It's like a little mini chicken holocaust. And of course, with all that eating and drinking, you can bet there'll be a whole lot of flushing going on. In fact, utility companies in Indianapolis have spent nearly $200,000 locking down manhole covers. 8 underground explosions have occurred there since 2010, sending manhole covers flying, one of which even took out a car.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
This weekend, of course, is Super Bowl Sunday. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, I will tell you, Garner and Bryce, they're going to be at Hudson's Canadian Tap House on White Avenue. That will be the place to go, man. Even if you're not into sports, which I'm not, you know, even I watch Super Bowl because, of course, you know, the commercials. And then the halftime show, which I'm thinking should be kind of interesting. I'm hearing it's Madonna, but she'll be joined apparently by LMFAO. You probably know who they are, right? These guys? Yeah. It's an awful song, but it is terribly contagious, isn't it? In fact, audio turned up online of Nicolas Cage reciting the lyrics to that song. Yeah, Nicolas Cage reciting the lyrics to LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It. Take a listen.
I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
Yeah, a classic spirited performance from Nicolas Cage. Yeah, Hollywood hasn't seen such a dynamic actor since Keanu Reeves. But anyway, I kind of wondered what it would sound like because, you know, even in LMFAO, even in the actual song, it kind of just sounds like the guy's talking. So I kind of wondered what it would sound like if Nicolas Cage were to actually sing LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It. Take a listen.
I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wig, yeah, wig, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. Do the wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it.
Wow. That's probably why he doesn't do it.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Snooki is pregnant. Yeah. The Jersey Shore star and boyfriend Gianni Lavalle are expecting their first child. Now, no word on a due date, but what I can tell you is if the thing comes out and sees Snooki's tan lines, we're in for six more seasons of Jersey Shore. And in an unrelated story, probably, Pfizer is recalling a million packets of birth control pills after uncovering a packaging error that could increase the risk of accidental pregnancy. I gotta be honest, I love the disclaimers about how the pill doesn't prevent STIs. You know, I understand they have to include it for liability reasons, but, like, where do you draw the line? The pill also doesn't protect against lion attacks and earthquakes, just in case you were wondering. And the actor who played the youngest son on TV's Home Improvement was arrested. Tara Noah Smith, best known, make that only known, for playing Mark Taylor on Home Improvement. He's been arrested for DUI and possession of drugs. And the most desirable woman of 2012 is Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. Yeah, followed closely by swimsuit model Kate Upton and Rooney Mara. Yeah, star of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Sofia Vergara, I can see. Rooney Mara? I'll be honest, I didn't expect to see her in our collective spank bank.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, false alarm, everybody. Snooki is not pregnant. Yeah, I guess it was all just a big misunderstanding. She had an ultrasound which revealed a little orange bump in her belly. But it turns out it was just a Cheeto. Other baby news, though. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are expecting twins. Again, yeah, second set of twins for the couple. Sources claim the two are absolutely thrilled. So two more kids, that makes eight altogether. Wow. Your move, Octomom. Your move. And Facebook filed a $5 billion IPO this week, meaning soon you'll be able to buy shares. Well, I mean, you won't, but people will. Yeah, Canadian investors are being shut out, by the sounds of it. That company's profits have nearly doubled over the past year. Not unlike my Farmville requests. Look, if I'm going to buy a cow, it's going to be one I can eat, okay? And a supermarket clerk in Albuquerque, New Mexico, pled guilty to giving at least five female shoppers yogurt samples that were tainted with a certain bodily fluid. Yeah. He's now facing up to 5 years in prison, where I'm sure he will get his share of yogurt.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.
I read a survey today about how 60% of us will leave a store if the line looks too long. We'll either shop somewhere else, we'll buy it online. 60% will just walk out of the store. I'm like, really?
Seems like a lot, but okay. Most people, of course, blame the long lines on, insufficient staff. Some people, though, but 25% of the people in that study said slow payment methods. I got to say, I think it's probably both. You know, you go to any big box store like a Home Depot or a Walmart or something, you'll notice the cash registers usually outnumber the staff like 3-1. Labor shortage? Maybe. The slow payments methods thing, that kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. You ever notice when you go to pay with debit, the prompt says, the amount, and then you have to hit OK. Then it asks you to pick an account, you know, because obviously, you know, you'll be buying that pack of Dentine out of your savings. And then if you want cash back, you know, you got to hit OK again and enter the amount. Then it gives you the total amount again. Then you hit OK again. Then you enter 1029 or whatever your PIN is. That's mine. I feel you should know. And then sometimes, you know, you have to hit OK again to complete the transaction. Like, you have to hit OK like 5 times during that whole process. Why doesn't it just say, like, $1.37 from your checking account? Enter your PIN now. That's like 95% of the transactions. I don't need the debit machine making small talk with me. So, checking account, eh?
Wayne Mitchell, podcast.
Hello, Sonic.
Hi, is Lane Mitchell there, please?
Ian Thornley of Big Rec. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Ah, not so bad. So, wow, this is exciting. You guys broke up in 2002. You went on to do some great solo stuff under the Thornley name, and now the band is back together. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
So how did this whole thing come about, anyway?
I reconnected with Brian, who is like the guy I started the band with back in Boston. We just sort of fell out after the band broke up in like 2002. We reconnected on a sort of personal level as buddies, and then it just sort of happened that the timing was right to start playing together again too. You know.
Now this isn't exactly a reunion so much as it is a reformation. I mean, you're back with Brian Doherty, but you've got a couple new guys in the mix as well, I understand.
Yeah. Dave McMillan and Paul Onetta are from the Thornley band, and then we have a new drummer, Brad Park. So it's sort of a mashing together, if you will, of both. Just sort of a massive 5-piece rock extravaganza.
Well, I mean, Big Rec and Thornley fans, you know, we certainly notice differences between the two projects, but what in your mind is the sort of dividing line? Like, how do you differentiate what's Thornley and what's Big Rec?
I think that the Big Rec is a bit freer musically, I think. And there's a little more of the playing comes out, and this sort of exploration comes out, and Thornley always felt a bit sort of just going for the 3.5-minute song oriented. Even though live, we would tend to stretch things out. But I think it was those two records are. The first one is definitely just sort of constructed and sort of made that every song is swinging for the fences. And the second one sort of feels a little disjointed to me, because it's sort of half and half. And I think I was just sort of naturally heading back, because while we were doing this past record, we didn't know if we were going to call it a Thornley record, a Big Rec. We didn't know what we were going to call it. To me, it feels like home, because there's a bit of everything, you know?
It's sort of weird, too, because, you know, like a handful of legendary Canadian bands from the 90s have reunited over the past year. I mean, Tea Party, Headstones, Treble Charger, I'm Other Earth. Why do you think this is all happening now?
I have no idea. I'm just sort of finding this out as I'm doing the radio interviews. I'm like, really? I didn't know about. I heard it. Just today, the Treble Charger. I was like, whoa. I have no idea. I mean, speaking from a personal standpoint, it was just sort of felt right and felt like the right time. You know, I had no aspirations of ever putting the thing back together and just going on a quick tour as a cash grab. I just think that would sort of do the name a disservice, and at least my memory's a disservice, you know. I think it was doing fine with Thornley and could have called this record that. I think it's also wanting to close the last chapter of Thornley and that label. We're with a new label now, and it all felt right, you know. But we honestly could have called it anything. But I think with Brian being in the band again and the way the music is starting to sound, I think it was sort of a logical choice to call it Big Rack. I have no idea why everybody else. I mean, maybe, you know, I think you start to miss the good times. You start to forget about the bad ones, you know.
Sure, yeah. Well, what happened back in 2002 that sort of splintered the band in the first place? Are you comfortable talking about that at all?
Yeah. I don't really know if it was one thing. It was probably a combination of things. We had been on the road for a long time, so I think everybody was starting to get a little sick of one another. And then just sort of almost breaking in the States and almost breaking to another level here. And just we were always that band that almost, you know. And I think I personally just was starting to get sick of that feeling. And you know, all the infighting that goes along with being stuck on a bus for 18 months straight, you know.
Yeah.
It felt like time to change things up and try something new.
Well, I mean, you've got this exciting new incarnation of Big Wreck, a new album coming out in a couple of months called Albatross. Why did you name your album after a large seabird?
Well, that's just the title track on the album. I keep getting asked this question. Apparently, the expression to wear the albatross is not as popular as I thought it was.
It's like guilt, right? You know, you have an albatross exactly. Around your neck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an expression that I use or that I use very often, or I'm certain I have used it on the occasion, but it just sort of, you know, it represents what it obviously represents, and then it felt like a good idea at the time, I suppose.
To me, I think it would be strangely personal bringing a new song like that to play with a band for the first time. You know, like, do they ask questions when you bring something in like that? Like, Albatross, what are you feeling guilty about there, Ian?
Yeah. Actually, no. Yeah, it almost never comes up, you know. I don't know if they're just sort of like, if they think that I'm a little touchy about it. I've never been the kind of guy who's very comfortable talking about if there's a couple of personal slices within the lyrics. I've never been that comfortable talking about it, but it never comes out. Like, nobody ever says, what does this mean? You know?
Well, is Albatross just, this Albatross in particular, is it one thing? Is it just a combination of things?
I would say more the latter. I would say it's just a combination of things. I think I allude to some personal events in the second verse, but I don't think I actually... I'm sort of in and around it. I don't actually speak about anything in particular. It's you know.
Not enough such that your bandmates look at you sideways.
Yeah. No, there's nothing like that. I mean, I've had things like that before where it's just sort of a lyric or an idea that it still isn't quite where it should be, and it might be sending the wrong message. Before you find the right way to word it or whatever, because, you know, oftentimes you can have a phrase or a lyric or even a word that has multiple meanings. And, I'll get a couple sideways looks from either Eric Ratz, who was co-producing the record with me, or a bandmate or whomever. And it's just, I didn't think that it could be interpreted that way. Uh-oh, back to the drawing board, you know?
As I mentioned, you've got this new album, Albatross, coming out in a couple of months, which I'm guessing you're going to tour. When can we expect you in our neck of the woods? That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know. Those are plans are being drawn up sort of as we speak. I'm sure we're going to be hitting the road soon, and I'm hoping we're going to be hitting it hard because, you know, we're all starting to get a little bit of cabin fever, and everybody's pretty excited to play this record for some folks.
I don't want to call it an amalgamation, but thanks to the new members that you added from Thornley, I understand you're pulling out some of those tracks as well when you go on the road. Is that right?
Yeah, we might do that. I mean, there's no reason why we wouldn't. Some of them are a lot of fun to mess with, you know, and sort of stretch out and play differently. But, you know, I think we have enough materials just between the sort of back catalog of Big Wreck and the new record to do a set, but it's always fun to sort of, you know, season the set with some Thornley stuff, you know.
Cool. Well, hey, congratulations on the new album. Albatross is in stores March 6th. Continued success. Ian Thornley, a big rec. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at sonic1029.com.